It's Wednesday, the 20th of May, day 60. Here's a COVID story I hadn't expected. Paul Fletcher is the Bernard Wolfe Professor of Health Neuroscience at Cambridge University. As the wards of the local hospital, Addenbrookes, began to fill up with COVID-19 patients, he found himself faced with a moral dilemma that has faced many other senior medical academics recently. His research is important, but at the same time he was acutely conscious of the stresses being faced by doctors and nurses in the wards next door to the clinical school where he works. So in the end he decided he had to go and pitch in. When the whole crisis hit in mid to late March, he said, it became very apparent that the existing services would be stretched, and so I felt, as a lot of academics did, that we should use our existing skills to try and help out, though mine are perhaps rustier than most. Ordinarily, you'd have found him in the Department of Psychiatry, where he does research on mental health and psychiatric conditions such as psychosis. Though I noticed that he was also mental health advisor to the BAFTA-winning video game Hellblade. But since March, he has been back on the wards, helping to assess patients with psychiatric conditions in Addenbrookes and also in the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough NHS Foundation Trust. It must have been a challenging transition to go from being a high-status prof to being an inexperienced junior on wards in the middle of a crisis. I'm rusty in a number of areas, if I'm perfectly honest, he told a reporter for the university website. And it's a very different setting. The last time I wore surgical scrubs was decades ago. Being in a situation where I'm seeing people with masks, gloves, gowns, hat, it's very, very different. It is. As listeners to this diary will know, my mother-in-law, who suffered from dementia, died from COVID-19. And one of the things I really can't get out of my mind is the thought of how frightening it must have been for her to come from a small, friendly care home to a COVID-19 ward full of staff who, in full PPE kit, look a bit like invaders from Mars. Working on the wards has made Paul Fletcher acutely aware of how physically and mentally demanding the job can be for staff who are working day in, day out, dealing with patients in very challenging situations. There's the challenge of working with somebody who's ill, he says, and the physical challenge of working in PPE gear. I'm astonished at the level of physical exertion that the full-time staff on those units must be putting themselves through. Long shifts, hour after hour, wearing very cumbersome gear and acting in a very cognitively stressful environment. And added to the physical exertion is the mental strain that this work is putting on healthcare workers. It's a frightening thought, he said, that there'll be some people working long shifts who aren't really getting much time to think about themselves, who are undoubtedly exhausted and who are seeing a significant proportion of their patients die. Yet Fletcher was blown away by the way his inexperience was eased by these exhausted colleagues. He talks of when he was about to see a patient on an intensive care ward for the first time, having been trained how to use PPE, though admitting to being obviously not terribly competent. He was spotted by a nurse heading out on a break, who then spent almost her entire rest period ensuring his gear was on correctly. By the time she got me dressed up, he said, her much-needed break was pretty much over, but it didn't stop her prioritising the safety of her colleagues and patients, and doing so with great patience and consideration. There's nothing but good, heartwarming news in Professor Fletcher's reflections on his experience. He's seen at close hand what compassionate professionalism is like. This, believe me, is grace under pressure of a very high order. And the contrast between that and the astonishing, almost callous incompetence in Downing Street makes one's blood boil. Someday there will have to be a reckoning for the way Johnson & Co. screwed this up.